Welcome to this week's Ghastly Gossip. I'm Tyler.
And I'm Kristen.
I'm not even going to say how are you, because I know how
it is. Please don't.
It's been one hell of a week.
I think it puts a curse on us, so maybe we should just not
talk about how our week was. We're manifesting it. There might be a lot of delusion in this episode.
I love delusion.
Oh, God. I will also warn everybody, it's another short episode because of the week from hell that we've had. So I'll apologize in advance if this is like, okay, we're done.
No, it's all good.
I'm always so nervous because you always do these. And I'm like, I feel like when I do it, I'm like, and then this happened. And then this happened. And then the end.
I don't think so at all. I thought you did a great job, the other one you did. I enjoyed it, and it was fun, like, being able to be on the other side, because I didn't know the story. You can kind of
relax a little.
Yeah.
Listening to the awful crimes that have happened. Oh, gosh.
With a smile on my face, what else happened? Like, Keith Morrison, you gotta.
Yeah. And then? Oh, goodness. Alrighty, so, this case... Dad, the victim is Archer Hollis. Now we've established that. We don't know his age.
Dad,
but he is a child.
Dad wants to know?
Yeah, because he said I didn't introduce the victim last time.
Oh! We just got into it, you know what I mean? We just had to get it right into it.
I had to put it out there
because
I would have forgotten it. I truly would have. So there might be a lot of BS between when I introduced the victim and the actual story. But there, it's out there.
It's out there. Archer. Archer? Archie.
Archer.
Archer.
Archer. This is actually a case that happened shortly after we moved here.
Where you live right now?
Out of Pennsylvania.
Oh, okay.
It's actually someone I went to high school with.
What in the world?
Yeah, it's not great. It's like a weird flex but okay kind of situation because it's bad.
Okay. Man, so it's really good that you escaped the town that you were living in because...
You know, I was just explaining that to somebody at work because I was like, because they saw me researching this because I'm a great employee. please give me a raise. But they're like, what do you mean it's someone you went to high school with? After I explained everything that happened and... I'm like, if you knew the amount of crimes and deaths that came from my high school, you'd be quite shocked. I know way too many people at only 24 years old that are my age or younger that have died.
So why is the crime rate so high there?
It's a small town. There's nothing to do.
Okay.
Absolutely nothing to do.
I think of, like, Culpeper. I mean, I know there's crime here, obviously. We've talked about some of them, but... I feel like if any deaths happen here with, you know, young people like that, it's typically, like, automobile accidents.
Yeah. Culpeper had a lot more, back roads, like, all the battlefields and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know my sister and I, where we would hang out was, like, out in the boonies. Mm-hmm. So I could see how stuff like that could go wrong and stuff could happen.
Mm-hmm.
But there was never really like a huge high school.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, my high school wasn't huge by any means, but it was like the only school in that area. Like all the elementary schools collectively came into that school.
Okay.
So once we hit middle, because the middle school and the high school were the same building. And so once we hit middle school, it was all of those kids coming together and it was a cluster. But some of it's drugs, some of it's drinking, some of it's suicide, some of it is accidents. And it's just like, what?
Yeah.
But I will say, the zip code did end in 666.
What?
And it, I think it used to be called Helltown.
No way. Now that's a flex.
There's a Helltown Brewery because what it used. But, I mean, I'm wondering, maybe it's a curse.
Yeah. I gotta look that. We've got to do an episode on that. Tyler, you've got to do an episode on Helltown. Like the history of it.
All right. Yeah, I do need to do an episode on Helltown. There were a lot of haunted places there. I'm not gonna lie. That's where all the haunted stuff started. With my sister.
So I started compiling a list of like different crimes that I want to research because I forget about them. You know.
Oh yeah.
I'm gonna put this on here too as like maybe an episode we could do Helltown. Okay.
But yeah, really good track record in this town. So, this case starts in November of 2021.
Okay.
On November 4th, so most of the, like, the events that kind of come to light happened before this November 4th date. November 4th is when the police were called to the home in question, for a welfare check. So, they were called to a home in the neighborhood on Lookout Avenue in Charleroi, Pennsylvania, which is, I want to say like an hour away from where we lived. So I went to high school with the one person, but she was a couple grades above me.
Now the Archer person you actually did, was in your same grade?
No. So Archer is the child of the person I went to high school with.
Oh, okay. Wow. Yes. Oh, no.
So I went to school with mom. I do not know the dad.
Okay.
So
this is a little guy?
Oh. And I say okay. I don't... You'll know why I don't know the age.
Yep.
But yes, Archer Hollis is our victim here.
Okay.
So the police were called to the house concerning the welfare of a child, Archer Hollis. His mom... I butchered her name in my notes, but it's Kylie Wilt. She had previously been contacted by CYS before, so this is not the first issue had. When they contacted her about Archer, she told them that he was in North Carolina with some family members, but she started acting really weird, and CYS found out he was not in North Carolina, and all of a sudden it was like radio silence. The mom. So that is why the police showed up, because CYS was like, hey, can you take a look at that? So she refused to answer any questions when the police were there, or when CYS was there. When she was questioned by police, she told them that Archer had passed away from SIDS in February. Now, remember, this is November. When she found him unresponsive in a baby swing, but they did not. She claimed that at the time they did not have money for a funeral.
Oh my god.
Yeah. So, she then told the police, like, after all that, she was like, he's here in the house. So.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, obviously, the police got a search warrant for the home. Wonder why.
Wow. Oh my god.
Yeah. We're already off to a great start. So, after the police got a search warrant, they're looking through the house, and during the search, they found a section of the wall in the parents' bedroom where the paint color was slightly off.
Have so many questions already.
We're 5 minutes in.
Oh my god.
So they cut into the wall. And they found a small gray plastic crate, and inside the crate, wrapped in blankets, was the corpse of the child. I'm not
in their bedroom through the wall.
It gets worse.
Oh, good.
Yeah, yeah. So, of course, they questioned the mom, and when she was questioned, or both mom and dad, I guess, they questioned the parents. The dad had a very different story than mom did. And then the stories change. So.
I bet they do.
Yeah.
There's really no getting out of, like, there's no, like, you can explain this away.
There's no,
like,
there's
well,
no.
Well, see, this is why the baby's in there. And they'd be like, especially, oh my god, what a mix up.
When you find out the extra detail, you're really going to be like, there's no good way to say this. There's no good answer that will save you from this.
Okay.
So, the dad, Alan Hollis, and I hope I'm saying the last name right, stated he was not living in the home at that address since February of 2021.
Which is when the baby was last seen, right?
Yes. Okay. Now, this is November of 2021 that we're being questioned.
Yeah.
So, you know, for quite some time, Dad is claiming he was not in the home, didn't know anything. Now, here's what actually happened. The couple originally lived in a home on Upper Crest Avenue in, I believe, still Charleroi. Archer had passed away at this home.
So when they moved,
yeah, when they moved to Lookout Avenue, Tylee, the mom, stated that she remembered loading the crate containing his remains into the moving van. And this is what gets weird, because this is where the dad is like, that's not what happened. He said that she was holding the crate in her lap in the passenger seat of the moving van. Why that's the detail they focus on and claim that she was a liar on, I don't know.
Yeah, like, it doesn't matter. The point is the baby body was in a box. With you.
That's,
yeah.
That's the yeah. real detail we need to focus on here, not where it was in the van.
So at this point, I'm still like, either it could go to, like, one of two ways. Either the parents are distraught and they're bringing this baby to keep him near them, or they're dragging this baby's body along to hide and conceal what they did. But one of those two, and I don't get a good feeling.
Yeah. I would stick with that feeling.
Okay, yeah. I just don't get that warm and fuzzy.
This doesn't seem accidental. So, when they got to the new house on Lookout Avenue, they took this crate with all of their baby in it, put it in a hole in the wall, covered the hole with drywall, and painted over it. In their bedroom. Yeah. Shockingly.
So, do we know when they moved? Was it all around the same time? In February?
So, it was somewhere between February and November.
But Dad doesn't live at the home, but he lives at the home.
That's what he's saying. That's what he's saying.
He doesn't, but he does. Okay, yeah, got it.
But somehow he's moving out of the old one. Where's he going?
Huh? Right.
That's interesting. So.
He's going to hike the Appalachian.
Right. I've been seeing a lot of theories on Appalachian creatures. Like, there's rules.
Never.
There's rules of living in the Appalachian Mountains.
Mm-hmm.
It's if you see something, no, you didn't. Mm-hmm. If you heard something, no, you didn't. Close all your curtains at night. Like, it's creepy stuff.
I would never live there. And if I found myself there, I would hide in a room until day. And I would never hike the trail, ever. Never in a thousand million bazillion years would I ever hike the trail.
I don't want to meet any flesh pedestrians.
Nope. I'm not trying to pitch a tent out there in those woods at night. Nope.
Good. No. I've gone camping in the woods one time. And some weird stuff happened. And I...
Yeah.
That sounds bad. I don't mean weird stuff like I need to talk to somebody.
I was going to say, maybe a different episode we can talk it out.
Oh, God. My therapist is going to find this podcast and be like, girl.
You good? Can edit this out, but I want to hold up like a doll. Where on the doll did he touch you?
What happened in the tent, honey? No, the actual tent went fine. It was the fact that at 3 a.m, everybody woke up randomly at the same time for no reason. And decided
that is creepy.
To go. Yeah. And decided to go sit by the fire because it was freezing. And I'm not shitting you. We were in the middle of the woods. It was silent.
That's
other
so
than
creepy.
The frogs. And this big ass, like the size of what's above my head here, light, silently, just going through the sky. I'm like,
no.
That is for shit. No shit, I believe it was a UFO.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm. It was freaky.
That's why you all woke up.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But
that's so creepy.
normally I'd be like, oh, it's a satellite or whatever. No, it was too big, too bright, too fast. And why was it silent? Yeah. It was the silence that was like, I don't like that.
I would have been in my car so fast.
Yeah.
And headed back to town.
The adults I was with were like, huh, like that doesn't make me feel better. I don't like that. You're in charge of four children here. What?
That is really unsettling.
Yeah. So the most camping I do is in the backyard. Yeah. That's fine by me. I got a fire pit back there. I have a bathroom. If there's an emergency, I'm good.
Yep. I'm with you. I don't enjoy camping. Hate it.
Yeah. I think I would like it more if I did it more and was more used to the sound of woods, but no, that's not me. I like my bed too much.
Me too.
I don't care what time it is, I'm going to my bed. And just like that, we're off track, but it's fine. We'll go back. So, the parents have not gone to trial yet. I don't know why, it seems pretty cut and dry, but whatever. But the DA is seeking the death penalty for both of them, which leads me to believe not great things.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So because of this, the DA has provided the aggravating circumstances that are required for you to charge this.
Right.
And he says, I'm just going to say, this DA, either I'm stupid or he can't talk. Because these quotes were a lot to try and figure out grammatically.
Great.
So he says,
did the guy from my episode earlier this week write the note?
Is that guy? Like some of the quotes I read, I was like, really?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm assuming this is what you mean by it, but we're just going to quote it to be safe. But he said, the ones I believe are applicable are the three I cited and filed. Okay. Which are torture, the age of the child being under 12 years old, and that the crime was committed in the perpetration of a felony.
What in the world?
Those were his three aggravating circumstances.
So what felony was going on? Like a drug party, maybe? So is that a felony, though?
I looked at the court dockets.
Mm-hmm.
They got hit hard in court. At least the charges that were brought up.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll get there.
Okay.
So he also said that the aggravated assault of the child due to the basis of that commonwealth will have to prove due to pre-existing injuries of this child. This child had pre-existing fractures. And that is what I'm talking about with the grammar.
The grammar.
With the grammar, because I'm like, that doesn't even sound like a sentence.
Yeah. It's like he had fragments of sentences and he was just like splicing them together. Yeah.
Like I almost wish the interview that quote came from was on video.
Right.
Because I'm like, what?
What was the question? What was the question?
So basically the fact that he had pre-existing injuries is the point of having that quote.
Okay.
For those of you who don't know if I cite my sources. So, poor Archer got an autopsy. There is still no official cause of death.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So,
but you know what? It's too hard at this point. If he was suffocated, that's going to be really hard to find in a decomposing body.
And the examiner that did the autopsy said that it was in an extremely decomposed state when they found him.
I'm sure.
So, trying to figure out anything from a decomposed body like that is hard.
Yeah.
But he did find multiple rib fractures that were in varying stages of healing, which is why they know he had pre-existing injuries. And that's normally an indication of physical abuse.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
So I know you said you don't know how old the baby is, but if we're even using a piece of truth in this couple's story, you don't put a six-month-old baby, typically, I'll say seven-month-old, in a swing. In, like, a baby swing, right? They're too big at that point.
Well, the swing I had, yes. He was too big. He didn't find any interest in it. They do say, when I was looking this up, that because of the decomposed state, that's part of why we don't know. We don't know when exactly he died. We don't know how old he was exactly when he died, but they said it was anywhere between 5 months and a year.
Okay, so he was at least 5 months. Because yeah. I was going to say he had to have been itty-bitty tiny, because I'm thinking back to, like, other people that use swings, because my baby did not. He hated it. But I put, like, a baby that between the ages of up to 5 months. But after that, typically you're not really using a swing. But, yeah. If he's... I'm not saying you can't. I'm just, like, trying to think about people who do use unless them. Like, how old is their baby?
Unless he was a little guy. It's hard for me to judge, because mine is huge.
Mm-hmm.
I birthed a monster.
Yeah. He's, like...
so... when a whole adult. Oh, you know, when he was 5 months old, he was the size of a 10-month-old. So it was like...
yeah.
I don't know. But yeah, so anywhere between that. I also found no birthday for him when I was looking things up. And that's normally something they mention.
Yeah.
So I'm just kind of like, are the parents not telling when the birthday was?
It's vital records, though. It's easy to find as a right? as an officer or whatever you can.
And I didn't think until now to actually look that up.
Well, I don't think we can look that. Can we look up vital records for?
No, but I mean just to, even if I could do a quick Google on how old he was. But
yeah,
the DA, it just says the DA believes he was 5 months to a year old when he died.
Wow. Which, by the way, like. The growth between 5 months to 12 months is huge. So this baby must have been malnourished.
I mean, especially if he's being abused.
Yeah. Dang.
I don't know. But yeah. So they went to a preliminary hearing. And during that, the DA presented a lot of the photographs of the crime scene. And the one that kind of stuck out was a picture of the crate. And on the crate was written on, it was written, I love you, Alan, on it.
Alan?
The dad.
Oh.
And it's just kind of like a weird, dark detail that's like, that's the crate really you chose to put your dead child in? Like, it made me feel like,
I want to see it. I do. Right? I want to, like, see it to be able to, like, really form my opinion. Like, was it a love note? You know what I mean?
I think that's
where
my obsession with, like, gore started, was watching these crime shows with the crime scene pictures. Because I'm like, hell yeah. I want to unblur the picture.
Yeah. Let's see it.
Don't be shy. It's like when Facebook, I always say Facebook knows how to get me. Because as soon as they say, we've hidden this picture for your protection, I'm like, all right, let me see it. What is it?
Exactly. And I got to see it. Yep.
The FBI is going to come for me because I'm going to be like, what is it? My cats are destroying my house.
Oh, I thought the FBI popped in or something.
Could you imagine?
That's it. We finally caught you. We've got evidence.
I'm totally uploading this episode unedited.
Yeah.
If the FBI shows up at my house.
Especially, like, really old crimes. I gotta see it. I gotta see what went down. I gotta see what happened. Not because I take, like, sick enjoyment out of what happened to the person. But
I'm one of those people
that makes me
it's not real until
in my head. Yes. Like, if I can see it and I can, like, assess it for myself, maybe that's what it's more like.
Yeah. I don't even know how we got on this topic.
I don't know, but it's been fun.
Oh, because we wanted to see the pictures of the crate. Yes. Yes. Okay. As long as I can figure out where we connected here, it's fine. All right. So, you know, the picture showed up. So she had originally told the police that Archer had died of SIDS when the police arrived on November 4th. In a second interview, literally the next day, she stated that his father had been taking care of him. That's Alan. He'd been sick with a cough, and she had not seen him in 7 to 10 days, and eventually found him in the bathroom. This is her new story. Still not any
what
better.
What in the hell? How are you like, I live here, but I just have not seen my baby in, like, 9 days?
That little guy... Okay, I always say when I came home with my baby. I'm not going to lie. The first couple weeks, you know, you'd wake up in the morning, especially when he started sleeping through the night. I'd wake up in the morning and be like, la, la, la. And then he'd cry and it's like, shit, you are here.
Yep.
Oh, I forgot you existed for
God
a second.
God damn it. No, just kidding.
My bad. Sorry, buddy. Didn't mean to forget about you there. Where did I... See? Now I lost my spot. Oh, okay. So on November 10th, so this is almost a week later, Dad's now changing his story. So he said that he knew Archer was dead as early as December of the previous year. So 2020. And that he was the one who found the body. Still so don't know why we're admitting this. Seems like not a smart idea.
What?
To just be like, oh, you thought it was February? Nah. It's before that. Like, okay.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Are these people then, drug addicts?
You know, I don't have any proof and I don't have any facts, but I would not be surprised.
Okay. I just...
That's the best way
the
I can put it.
The chaos of this just makes me feel like there had to be, like,
it's so
substances.
Random.
Yeah.
Like, and there's, that's why this is so short. There's virtually no details about what actually happened other than he died, we hid the body, we moved the body, and the police found it.
We clearly abused the baby because
there's
proof
signs
of
that. Yeah.
Yeah.
So... Then the DA brings up screenshots.
Oh no.
From November.
Like a jammer time.
From November of 2020.
Oh God. So it's even longer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we're talking about like a year at this point.
Yep. And it doesn't really prove anything, but they're not referring to him in a nice way.
The babies?
Yeah. So the one is from mom to dad, and it says, quote, dude, what the fuck is his fucking problem? I'm about to snap his fucking neck.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
And then there was another text from the dad that referenced her, and it says, in quotes, crushing Archer. So there's a lot of references to... I guess
very violent
to assume that there's some violence here. And I know, like, I went through postpartum depression. I'm probably still dealing with it and I just don't realize it, but it came with a lot of rage.
Mm-hmm.
But I never once was like, I'm about to snap his neck. Like,
you
my brain
take it out on yourself.
Yeah, my brain did weird things. Like, I would be frustrated, of course, and I'd be holding him, and it'd be like, if you threw him against the wall, he'd shut up.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, no.
Yep.
Why would you do that?
Yeah.
It's like I had two voices in my, like, not literally voices, but it's like there were two sides where it was like, hey, you could do this. Why would we do that?
Right, yeah.
That's a really bad idea. Let's not do that. But it was never like, I'm about to punch him in the face.
Yeah.
I mean, I've said that joking.
I've absolutely jokingly said, I told my son earlier I was going to throat punch him. Yeah, so. Yeah. But it's all in good fun because he'll be like, you know,
at his age, I wouldn't blame you if you did throat punch him. Just like a nice karate chop would just put him in his place.
Yeah. I have dark humor, but I don't actually feel those feelings, if that makes any sense.
And it would be silly things, like if I was holding him and he'd, like, he's an asshole about eating. He wants to look at everything, but then cry when the bottle falls out of his mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And so sometimes I'll be like, I'm going to square up. I'm not actually going to punch my baby in the face.
Right.
I would never do that.
Yes.
But I could never. I understand how things could happen with moms who are suffering.
Mm-hmm.
With postpartum.
Absolutely. Yep.
But
it's dark.
I can't imagine actually getting to the point of doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's no excuse. Yes, those moms are sick. They need help. Mm-hmm. They need a support system. But to actually get to the point of doing it, I can't figure out what in your brain is like, yeah, I'm going to snap his neck and then hide his body in my wall.
Yeah. In a crate.
Why? Oh, and then move it and hide it.
I know that, so I had severe postpartum depression, but the one thing I didn't have, and so I always like to leave room for this, is just because I don't understand it doesn't mean it doesn't exist. I really hate when people, because they have never experienced it, therefore it doesn't exist. And that's not true.
But it was so funny because I used to refer to it. I was like, nobody told me about postpartum rage. They only talked to me about postpartum depression. And then I went to my follow-up appointment and they were like, sounds like you have postpartum depression. Mm-hmm. I'm like, yeah, I'm mad all the time. And they're like, yeah. Like, you idiot. It's the same goddamn thing, you dumb bitch. Gotta love the postpartum. I forget where I'm at. Oh. The text
messages.
This is
therapeutic for me. I really needed this. I was going to tell you when I was on the phone. I was going to be like, I just need you to either like make me laugh or tell me a story or something, because it's been like one really bad week for me. So
it really I needed this. But yeah, it's, I remember, so the original report that came out, which I don't know why I didn't include that in my notes at all. I'm bad at this. But the neighbors, they talked to the neighbors near the house and they said the baby was always crying, so he must have been like colicky or something. Yeah. But they were like, we could always hear him crying because babies are loud. And one day it stopped, and I think that is when CYS got involved. Because they were kind of like, what happened to the child? And then they moved, and so it was like, what happened?
What makes you wonder, was the baby colicky or was he crying because of neglect, right? You know.
Or abuse. Like, was he just
abuse,
in pain?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Like, they said he had rib fractures. Like, that would hurt.
Yep.
And their bones are so tiny. I remember, like, when we first started to pick him up and do, like, airplane. And I always thought, like, this would hurt my ribs. Like, am I going to hurt him? Because their ribs are so tiny. And you can feel all of them.
Yeah.
And it's like, I'm sorry, but they're sitting there smiling.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, I feel like you'd cry if I was hurting you. I'm so sorry. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Ghastly Gossip. I'm Tyler.
And I'm Kristen.
Tune in Mondays wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. Bye.
Bye.